Now, two brothers walking home from a night out in Letterkenny in Donegal on Sunday night, the bank holiday weekend, and it ended in absolute tragedy. Anthony Gallagher and his brother Martin, both in their 60s, were struck by a car being driven by a teenage male. Anthony died from his injuries. Martin is still being treated in hospital. There was a real sadness in the town last night at a vigil held to remember the dead and pray for the injured. Our Northwest reporter Shane O'Carine was there and he joins us now. Shane, did many come out?
Audrey, there were about 200 people at last night's vigil at the scene of the fatal road traffic collision. Many people held candles and silent prayers were said in memory of Anthony, while prayers were also said for his brother's Martin's recovery. I think what is a poignant event, a young piper, Davin McDonough, he brought the vigil to a close with a rendition of Amazing Grace, and the stories were told about Anthony as well and the character that he was. Yesterday, the Letterkenny St. Patrick's Day Parade was cancelled as a mark of respect, and after last night's vigil, I spoke to the Lord Mayor of Letterkenny, Councillor Jerry McMonagle.
It's been an awful tragedy. We've had two brothers who've been knocked down, one fatally injured, Anthony, and his brother Martin now is fighting for his life. And this was such tragic news, and it was an awful shock to the local community in this close-knit area of Letterkenny. And we can see that by the turnout here tonight for this vigil. There's almost 200 people here, and our thoughts and prayers are indeed with the Gallagher family, and with particularly now with Martin, who's fighting for his life in Galway, and also with Anthony, who sadly passed away.
Shane, tell us more about Anthony Gallagher. He was well known in the area.
He was well known, well regarded, and there's some very funny stories with great character told about him last night too. He lived near the scene of the accident and he worked here too. He worked as local lollipop man, helping people and school children to cross the road about 50 metres from where the road traffic incident happened. So that was the kind of sad nature about it last night too. Like, he was walking home with his brother from on St. Patrick's night, about a couple of hundred yards from his own home as well. And people spoke very fondly of Anthony and his brother Martin last night, Audrey.
And what's the latest on Martin's condition?
Martin, after the road traffic incident, both brothers were taken to Letterkenny University Hospital. Martin subsequently was airlifted to Galway University Hospital, where he's receiving treatment for his injuries. And I understand he's receiving treatment in Galway at present, as that's the latest condition update on Martin's condition.
And Shane, what's the latest on the Garda investigation?
The Garda investigation is ongoing. At the scene of the incident, a young teenage male was arrested at the scene, and the incident has been referred to GSOC because Gardaí had an earlier interaction with him earlier on, and the Gardaí are appealing for further information. I understand they're appealing to anybody who was in the area between the Dry Arch roundabout and the Old Town Road between 2:30 and 3:30 on Monday morning, and I understand they will be examining CCTV footage from the area as well. Broadly, just to say, there was a real sense of sadness and shock in Letterkenny yesterday. And people left bouquets of flowers and candles at the scene of the fatal collision throughout the day yesterday.
Shane, thank you very much. Shane O'Carine, our Northwest correspondent, reporting live there.